All right, guys, a lot of dark, serious news out there today. So when you get one goofy item, you know, me and Sam got to get together and laugh about it. Mr. Trump is mad and he's bleeding again. And this time it is about a bad painting of him that is up in the Capitol in Denver, Colorado, where I used to work. More on that in a minute. But here's the bleat. Nobody likes a bad picture or painting of themselves, but the one in Colorado in the state capitol put up by the governor, along with all the other presidents, was purposely distorted to a level that even I, perhaps, have never seen before. Whew, that's quite the sentence. All right, let's keep going. The artist also did President Obama, and he looks wonderful. But the one on me is truly the worst. She must have lost her talent as she got older. In any event, I would much prefer not having a picture, Many people from Colorado have called and written to complain. In fact, they are actually angry about it. I'm speaking on their behalf to the radical left governor, Jared Polis, who is extremely weak on crime, in particular with respect to Tren de Aragua, which practically took over Aurora. Jared should be ashamed of himself. Take it down. I love how he's speaking on behalf of the people of Colorado that are angry, not himself. He's like, it's not me. It's not me that's just a narcissist that cares deeply about this one random painting. It's the people of Colorado. They deserve better.
I know there's a lot of footage out there of what appears to be a 34,000-person rally in Denver for AOC and Bernie. But in fact, those people had come out to protest
the painting. That's
really
true.
Upset. Take it down.
I mean, in fairness, do we have to hand it to him? It's a hideous painting of Trump. And God love the artist if she did do it on purpose. I mean, he's got these jowls. It looks like he's got marbles in his mouth.
No, it's growing on me. When I first saw it, I said, wow. The sort of cheeks blend into the neck and it blends into the collar, which is like, you know, it's all thick.
His coloring is a little more human, though, than in real life.
Yeah, it's not orangey.
In some ways, the painting is actually nice. Like, his hair and skin color is much, like, exists in the natural world, unlike the color.
What is it about this painting that is off? Because now that I'm looking at it, it's not like... I thought it was ridiculous. Now it's not marbles. So bad.
Yeah, marble. It's kind of a marble mouth, kind of, I think.
I don't know. Maybe it's not so bad. He doesn't look like him. As much.
The more I look at it, the better it looks, actually.
Yeah. Right?
It's growing on me a little bit as I stare.
The hair is fine. The hair looks good. I don't know. Maybe
I feel like these guys. Do you ever see the videos from the guy that do Who's Punching?
No.
I love these guys. They review couples and they decide which person in the picture is better looking. And you see this often when like, ooh, I think it's her. But then, like, the more I look, actually, maybe him, you know? Yeah. And I'm feeling that way about this Trump. This painting is maybe handsomer than he is in real life, actually.
Yeah, he doesn't look as bad as he thinks. Obviously, he's got an issue. First of all, how do you think this even got on his fucking radar? Like, what the hell? Goodness. Who showed him this picture?
Someone at the golf course. Someone from some rich guy from Colorado, Phil Anschutz. You think
that's it? Mr. President.
Phil Anschutz was golfing.
You got to look at this thing in Denver.
I think we should probably pull up here what Trump thinks is a good portrait of himself. Let's pull up here on screen. Here is this horrifying image of Trump in a kind of like a white sweater, a white V-neck sweater with some white pants.
I love that.
He's at the white party in Nantucket. And it's a very dramatic sky behind him. And this painting is,
I think the white party's
up in Mar-a-Lago, right? Yeah.
The white party's in the Hamptons, not Nantucket.
There you go. The Hamptons. I don't get invited to these fancy fucking parties. I'm a regular American. The visionary is what it's called.
Okay.
So that's what he wants. And that obviously is a very handsome photo. It also doesn't resemble Trump, though, really.
No. I think he needs to find better uses of his time than to critique the portraits that are framed of him. I did note that he put up after he bleated this one, he put up two pictures of himself that he likes, including the one that's like so much light on his face and he looks menacing and all that stuff. So
I like some of the fun facts here in the article that the Telegraph wrote. Shout out to the Telegraph. One was John Cook, a Republican state senator, when the painting was unveiled. He said that the piece showed the strength of the American spirit. I love this, that these, this is like a backfire of somebody just sucking up to Trump. That guy, it's like, this is just a free swing to suck up to Mr. Trump. I'm going to humiliate myself by talking as ostentatiously as possible about how great this painting is. And then beautiful. It's like, oh no, Trump hates the
aura.
Painting.
Oh, that's the thing they say now. The aura is so powerful. This guy, what's his name? John Cook? What was his name?
Mr. Cook, a state senator.
He's in real trouble now. Mr. Trump does not like the fact that he praised that portrait. He's going to have to come up with a sentence explaining why he said it was the strength of the American spirit and figure out a way to get back in Mr. Trump's good graces.
Friend of the pod, Jared Polis, governor of Colorado, who's not radical left, actually. Is maybe one of the most, it might be the most centrist governor in America, honestly. He provided this statement, a spokesperson did. Mr. Polis was surprised to learn the president of the United States is an aficionado of our Colorado state capitol and its artwork. We appreciate the president and everyone's interest in our capitol building and are always looking for any opportunity to improve our visitor experience. I've got some notes for you, Jared. There's too much Western art. Like, it's like there's a lot of buffaloes.
It's Western.
And cowboys and
what
horses.
Do you want?
Denver has a lot of culture besides cowboy culture.
We have Jokic.
We have Jokic. Let's put some fucking Jokic paintings up.
Get a real portrait of him or a statue.
Replace Trump with Jokic. That's something I'm for. I'm an actual aficionado of the art at the Colorado Capitol. Because Sam, I don't know if you know this about me. My first job was the governor's mail in the bowels of the Capitol.
Wow.
If you sent a letter to Governor Bill Owens, I was the one that decided whether he got to look at it or not. Very few got through me. Usually I just replied to you saying, thank you, madam or sir. We appreciated your note. I got out the auto pen. Auto pens are very controversial now. Oh yeah, I was the auto pen. Now you're interested. Old. Back then it was one of these fancy auto pens where it was like a huge machine and I pressed the pedal and then the pen came out and it was very important. I felt very important age 17.
How old are you?
At that time, I think I was what was that? So he won in 2002.
How old this auto pen experience is?
So he won in 98. So I was probably 18.
Okay.
17.
So I was like what? 20.
Yeah, it was like 99. Yeah, 25 years ago.
You were old.
I was a child. Yeah, everybody asked me where my dad was when I walked into the Capitol. And I was like, no, I'm just a fucking super nerd that is volunteering for the governor. I have no parents here. There are no parents around. When I was 17, I looked like I was 12. I was a late bloomer. Anyway, all right. I want to close with this. I don't think this is nearly the worst portrait out there.
No.
There are two sports nominees that come to mind for me.
D-Wade. I mean, D-Wade is like objectively the worst sculpture I've ever seen.
Poor Dwayne Wade. Can you imagine being him when they revealed
this? You
were
there in the unveiling.
I know. And you have to be like, thank you.
Nailed it.
Ronaldo is the other famous one. I think Ronaldo is the most egregious because with love to Dwayne Wade, handsome man. Ronaldo is beautiful. And like, so if you're going to do a portrait or a sculpture rather of Ronaldo, like it is incumbent upon you to make him look like a Greek god, like a Spanish conquistador.
Well, Portuguese, but yes.
Portuguese conquistador. do they have a different word for conquistador in Portuguese?
Probably. It's just not Spanish.
And instead they made him kind of look.
He looked ridiculous. Scary.
Scary.
Is it anywhere? What's that? There's a famous Jesus one too, where it's like, is that just water paint? Like, does that look like Jesus? Like, come on, give Jesus a little bit of like, form here. It's just,
guys, this is why you come here. This is the type of content. This is the type of content you subscribe for.